From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 10 times in his 7.5 years as President of the United States, Barack Obama has traveled to some location to console the families of victims of mass shootings. Monday afternoon, he and Vice President Joe Biden were in Orlando, Florida, where early on Sunday, 29-year-old Omar Mateen used assault weapons to kill dozens of men and women at a nightclub. At a makeshift memorial site in downtown Orlando, President Obama told those gathered their city was shaken by an evil and hateful act.
These families could be our families. In fact, they are our family. They're part of the American family. And today, the Vice President and I told them on behalf of the American people that our hearts are broken too, and that we stand with you. And that we are here for you, and that we are remembering those who you loved so deeply.
President Obama speaking Thursday afternoon in Orlando, Florida. The United States has launched simultaneous strikes against Islamic State targets from the Mediterranean Sea and the Persian Gulf, marking the first time the U.S. military has bombed IS targets in Syria and Iraq from both bodies of water. The assault began with carrier strikes from a location in the Gulf on Thursday. The USS Truman also had been targeting IS locations in both Iraq and Syria. And the government of Eritrea says its forces killed more than 200 Ethiopian troops, wounded more than 300 during fighting this week in contested border areas. This is VOA News. On Thursday, South Africa marked 40 years since the Soweto student uprising, which was a pivotal turn in the fight against apartheid. VOA's Anita Powell reporting now from Soweto.
The tragic events of June 16, 1976 were a major turning point in South Africa's fight against the apartheid system. President Jacob Zuma on Thursday recalled the horrors of that day, known then as the Soweto Uprising.
Heavily armed police opened fire on the students as they were marching peacefully towards this stadium.
On that day, some 20,000 high school students protested in the segregated township of Soweto to protest the apartheid government's insistence on teaching in the Afrikaans language. Police opened fire on the marching children. Estimates vary on how many children were killed. Some go as high as 700. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Shooting death of a British member of parliament a week before Britain votes on a hotly debated referendum on whether to quit the European Union stunned the country, where gun attacks are rare and political violence is almost unheard of. Some witnesses say the alleged killer yelled "Britain first" as he shot, and then stabbed and kicked Joe Cox, a junior Labour member of parliament. 41-year-old mother of two and former aid worker was known for her advocacy for Syrian refugees, her pro-immigrant stance, and most notably her opposition to a British exit from the EU. Here is British Prime Minister David Cameron.
It's right that we're suspending campaigning activity in this referendum, and everyone's thoughts will be with Jo's family and with her constituents. Well, I know she was a very strong campaigning MP. She had a great track record of caring about refugees, and she'd taken a very big interest in how we could look after Syrian refugees and the right thing to do in our world. She had a huge heart. She was a very compassionate campaigning MP.
Police are investigating the murder, and government officials are cautious not to qualify the killing Thursday as being politically motivated. A series of U.S. political surveys this week shows that Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is pulling ahead of Republican challenger Donald Trump 5 months before November's national election. Clinton, a former U.S. Secretary of State seeking to become the first female president, holds an average of 5.6 percentage point lead in the several polls over the real estate mogul, who overtook a large Republican field of candidates, many of them current or former senators and governors, in his first bid for elected office.
That's the latest world news from VOA.